Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
Now the 0-1 to Matt Adams. Driven in the right! Hit the wall! It is gone! Cardinals lead it 3-2.
That's Fox Sports' Joe Buck with the call of Matt Adams' three-run homer off of Clayton Kershaw. In the seventh inning, as the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Division Series 3-2 and advanced the National League Championship Series against the San Francisco Giants. This has been insane postseason St. Louis baseball, especially after what many people consider kind of a lackadaisical season, regular season for them. Joining us to talk about St. Louis Cardinals baseball, especially postseason and the series that's coming up, Rick Horton. He's a color commentator for the Cardinals. He's a former pitcher for the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the White Sox, and he's multi-area director for the Greater St. Louis Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Rick, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Todd, always great to visit with you, and what a crazy night we had last night in Cardinal Nation, and unbelievable Cardinal win.
How do you explain the last two seasons where the Dodgers are highly favored and St. Louis is able to bring them in postseason to a pretty sound defeat? How do you explain two seasons in a row of that?
Well, it's not easy to explain. Let me start with that. But I think one of the issues about the playoffs that I think happens year after year is we see that the season, 162 games, is a marathon. And then it turns into a one-month sprint in terms of who's the best at the time, who's the fastest, who's the freshest, and who's the hottest. And it really is an interesting kind of reshuffling of the deck when you get to the playoffs that, you know, you can look at all the numbers all season long, but, you know, what a guy did in April, May, June almost doesn't matter except in the cumulative aspect. So it really does kind of restart, and the Cardinals, you know, just seem to keep getting hot year after year in October, and they beat a really good pitcher yesterday in Clayton Kershaw.
How do you explain another phenomenon, at least I've observed over the course of this season, and that is a team that isn't hitting home runs in the postseason is hitting home runs?
Isn't that crazy? I mean, the Cardinals out-homered the Dodgers, the powerful Dodgers, I might add, 7-3 in this series, and they also hit home runs against some pretty good pitchers. I mean, the fact that Clayton Kershaw has given up 4 home runs on curveballs in his career, he's thrown nearly 3,000 curveballs, and he's only given up 4 home runs on that pitch. 2 of them were in his series. I mean, you just can't explain that other than, you know, sometimes it's just right place, right time, and preparation. The Cardinals kind of had this motto all season long, let's just take it a game at a time, and it sounds so trite. But I think it does lend itself to success in October when you've got a team that's not worried about what you did yesterday, not worried about what you're going to do tomorrow, but thinking in the present. And I think they're really good at doing that, and helps them, I think, capture the moment and succeed.
You were a left-handed pitcher. Can you explain our left-handed hitters' success against lefties, especially in the Dodgers team?
That's a great question. In fact, I'm still a left-handed pitcher. I'm just an old one that can't get anybody out, so I'm not really a former left-handed pitcher. But you know, I still wake up some mornings, Todd, and think I'm still pitching. That's my stress dream, that I'm warming up in the bullpen and can't get loose. But I guess that's part of what we all deal with in grieving our career. But these Cardinal guys, to your question, John Jay especially, is unbelievably good at hitting left-handed pitchers because he does not give up and does not afraid of kind of keeping his front shoulder in and looking away and then adjusting in. There's a lot of left-handers that will kind of flinch against a left-handed pitcher, and they'll be afraid of that fastball inside. And I think kind of courage and fearlessness has something to do with that approach where, you know, John Jay keeps his front shoulder in, and occasionally you're going to get jammed on an inside fastball, but he's willing to allow that to happen. He has, again, just a fearless approach, and, you know, credit John Mabry, who is a pretty good left-handed hitter in his own right, for helping out these Cardinal batters stay in against lefties.
You mentioned mentioned John Jay. I want you to talk about a few other people, especially in the postseason here. Matt Carpenter.
Matt Carpenter. Yeah, and John Jay comes to mind first about the lefties because he's been good at that all year. But Matt Carpenter is the guy that drives the Cardinals' offense. He is just a unique player. I mean, he has the ability to work deep counts. He kind of is very patient yet ready, which is, you know, what a great way to describe an athlete or really anybody in any work where you're patient, but then when you get the opportunity, you pounce on it. I mean, I think, honestly, parenting is that. Being a friend is that. You know, succeeding in business, it's being patient for the right opportunity, but then being prepared and taking advantage of it when you get it. It's just like a great metaphor in my mind for life. And Carpenter does that better than any Cardinal, maybe better than any Cardinal in recent memory. He has an incredible knack for understanding the game. Molina's a little like that too, but Carpenter's just terrific at working the pitcher, working the game, and then coming up with something that helps his team win.
What are your thoughts on two more recent acquisitions, one of them very recent, Colton Wong and Grichuk?
Yeah, I like Colton Wong. Colton Wong's a great kid, and so is Randall Grichuk. I had a chance to be with Randall on the Cardinal Winter Caravan, and we spent about the first week teaching everybody how to pronounce his name because everybody else was saying everything other than Grichuk, that Grichuk or Chuk, and I mean, it was all over the place. Nobody knew who he was. He was kind of the throw-in of along with Borges on the trade with David Freese with the Angels, but a guy that had high ceiling in terms of his ability that the Angels thought could be a star someday, and he is just a worker. And so is Colton Wong, for that matter. They're both have bought into kind of this, you know, and Carpenter leads the way with that in terms of the work ethic to prepare. You know, that's what they always say about, you know, luck. It's when preparation and opportunity meet. And I think the Cardinals are like that. And both these young players are hard workers. They're good kids, too. They're good kind of teammates. They're good faith-based kind of, they got a heart to be a good teammate, to do the right thing. They have a heart to seek God in their lives, which I think is a neat thing to go along with that as well, and another reason to root for them. But these are very talented young players that have been rising to the occasion here this October.
Let's talk a little bit about the pitching staff, but beginning there behind the plate with Yadier Molina. At the beginning of the season, we talked about, I said keys to the season. You said keep Yadier Molina healthy. That was your key to the season.
Exactly. I remember that.
If he doesn't come back from that injury the way he did, do we make it to the postseason?
No, I don't think we do. I will have to credit John Mozeliak for going out and getting A.J. Pruszynski, and then for Tony Cruz doing a nice job, too, filling in for Yadi. But, you know, there's only one Yadi. And interesting thing about Yadi, and why I said that months ago, you know, the one player you cannot afford to lose is Yadi. He has a presence on the field, in the dugout, in the clubhouse, on the mound when the pitcher struggles, that is very hard to duplicate. And it's not even, I can't even say, you know, people that understand leadership and study leadership know what I'm talking about. But it isn't necessarily the words he says. It isn't necessarily his, you know, being demonstrative and throwing things and getting all crazy competitive that way. And it isn't even his ability, which, of course, is has a lot to come to the table as well. But he has a presence that people want to follow because you know he understands the game. I mean, he's kind of like a Yoda. He's like, hey, I want to be around this guy. So when he goes out to the mound to talk to a pitcher, you just have a great confidence that something good is going to happen from this in terms of him being able to settle down that pitcher or energize that pitcher or redirect or whatever he might do. He has a feel for athletics and feel for performance that few have.
What have you heard about Adam Wainwright's health and his ability to pitch in the coming series against the Giants?
And Todd, unfortunately, I don't know any more than what I've read on Twitter, and of course that's always 100% right. But you never know what the real story is. But I don't know. I mean, I was surprised to hear Mike Matheny say, "Well, maybe Wainwright, maybe Lance Lynn in Game 5." That was actually a shocker to me. I know Adam didn't pitch well his last time out, and so you always wonder, well, was he stiff or sore or whatever? But that was kind of disconcerting to me. But I know they quickly said after the Cardinals won that he would be available for Game 1, and as to what he's dealing with and why, you know, it's kind of shrouded in mystery a little bit. The Cardinals are very close to the vest when it comes to talking about players' health. They don't want a competitive advantage to go out to the other team. So, honestly, when it comes to that, your guess is as good as mine, but we're all hoping that Adam will be the guy that we saw in September, all September long.
What are the key matchups for the series against San Francisco?
Well, I think you have to find a way to contain Sandoval and Posey. And the Cardinals actually pitched very well against Posey this year and some other years, too, and they've handled him okay. You know, Sandoval's a guy that scares you. He's just a really good hitter. And, of course, Hunter Pence is a good player, too. And, I mean, they've got some good players on their team. But I think Sandoval, to me, is the guy that I always worry about because he's got, certainly power potential, but he's kind of a big hit guy, too. So, contain him if you can. I think the other question is, are the Cardinals going to be able to hit the Giants pitching? You know, they've got some guys that, you know, finish strong. Jake Peavy is perfect example of that. And, you know, they've got other guys, you know, in their rotation there. I mean, they're strong from top to bottom. Bumgarner is very, very good when he's right and left-handed, which, of course, gives the Cardinals issues. And the Giants have a good bullpen. So, I mean, really, the key to the series to me is flat-out, can the Cardinals score enough runs to beat them?
So what's coming up for the Greater St. Louis Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Well, we have so many good things. Of course, we have our school started. We have, Todd, more than 160 campus huddle groups. That's really still our heartbeat. You know, we'll do events throughout the year, and we've got a big gala coming up in November, stlfca.org. You can find out about the St. Louis Area Fundraising Gala that we'll have in Chesterfield, and it's a big, huge, important event for us. But our heartbeat really is these groups that coaches lead with students talking about issues related to being a Christian and issues related to their athletic passions and interests, and how do you work those things out, and how do you compete in a godly way, how do you coach in a godly way. So we have, you know, again, 160 plus, that's, you know, 6,000 or 7,000 kids meeting every week talking about their faith in sport, and we just think that that's a pretty important thing going on in a St. Louis community. And if people want to support that, certainly we need help. STLFCA.org. You can find out about the gala and other things we have coming up. But, it's still, as I tell you, Todd, every time we talk, my heartbeat is FCA. I love the Cardinals, but FCA is my DNA.
Folks, you can find a link to the Greater St. Louis Fellowship of Christian Athletes at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand, or you can give them a call, 636-827-7100. That's 636-827-7100. Rick Horton is the St. Louis Cardinal color commentator. He's a former pitcher for the Cardinals, White Sox, and Dodgers, and he is multi-area director for the Greater St. Louis Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Rick, thanks for your time.
You bet, Todd. Always good to talk to you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to get Sharif Girgis' reaction to a New York Times column titled, "The Church's Gay Obsession." We'll also have Pastor Ted Giese review the movie Annabelle. It's a horror movie about a possessed doll. That's what it's about. We'll talk about it tomorrow. And we'll continue our series on Christ in the Old Testament, talking with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer about God's banquet for his servants in Isaiah chapter 25. The Issues Etc. journal is out, and it contains an article that I have written. It's actually the first part of a two-part essay on Lord's Day, Lord's House, Lord's Supper. Now, the first part deals entirely with the Lord's Day, the Old Testament Sabbath, and the Lord's Day as Christians celebrate it now, and why in the Old Testament, well, sad to say, many of the Jews got it wrong. They turned the Sabbath into a day to work as hard as they could to avoid work when it was never about that. The Sabbath day has always been, just as the Lord's Day is, about grace in Jesus Christ. You can read more about it in the latest Issues Etc. journal. Subscribe for free at our website, issuesetc.org. There's a big red button. Click on that. Enter your email address, and we will send you the online Issues Etc. journal. The latest journal also contains the Wittenberg Trail feature, and it's great, fascinating, I think best one we've had so far. Pastor Dennis McFadden's story about 6 decades as a Baptist pastor, and then he began to read Lutheran theology. And now at long last, he's traveled the Wittenberg Trail and is a Lutheran pastor, a confessional Lutheran pastor. Issuesetc.org. Look for the big red button. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the Scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. ADCRUCEM.com.